This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. Well, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to invite Dr. Jones, Michael Lee Jones of CultureWars.com, to host one of the hours sometime this week or next week, so we can, you know, get all those points out. But I'm just totally wound up about this. Here in Austin, they let 10 people in the stores at a time. They make you get in these long lines 6 feet apart. I see women, you know, who've been jogging like 10 feet apart. Meanwhile, the border's open. Meanwhile, the planes are flying around. It's all mind control to teach you that government is your savior with the big corporations. But you were getting into the HIV crisis. I remember my dad, who's a chemist and also in the medical field as a dentist and an oral surgeon, but he had a lot of, you know, friends in other medical areas in the 80s saying, don't worry, it's people that use methamphetamine and a bunch of drugs, have a bunch of sex partners. They're dying of methamphetamine. That's what the doctors know. And then they're just taking common viruses and saying that it's a disease to make a big fundraiser out of it. But that there have been some bioweapons that were tested in Africa. But then those viruses themselves mutate and are harmless. Well, now Iceland's reporting there are 40 strains of this particular coronavirus now. The most of them have drifted off and are harmless. And so, again, there are these type of viruses every year. In closing, I wanted to just get your take on where you think all this is going and your message to Trump.
There has never been a time when God has not been in charge of human history. And there have been never been a time when the oligarchs have had more control over our lives. And so it may be that the real message of the coronavirus is that it takes God's hand to break the hold of their hand over all of us. So I think we should be optimistic here. Everything is in God's hands. Logos is rising, and that's good news.
Finishing up your point about Arthur Ashe versus Magic Johnson, everybody knows now that AIDS doesn't really kill you, and everybody knows it's the AZT. My dad said that back in the 80s.
That's right. That's right. I gave a talk in Nairobi 15 years ago, said that African AIDS was a complete fabrication and nobody had to worry about it. And it was scandalous. I gave it in hospitals. They were pulling their hair out. I went back last year. That was 15 years later. I'm in the same room at the Catholic University of East Africa. And I said to them, how many people here are worried about dying of AIDS? Well, you know what? Not one person raised his hand.
They were killing them with the AIDS drugs.
All over. Back in Nairobi in 2002 when I was there, they had Kool in the gang telling you, you're going to die if you don't use a condom. It was all social engineering, and I think we need to keep that in mind to have some proper perspective now.
Well, they even came out, they used it to get people to not have children. Exactly.
It was birth control. It was a birth control campaign for Africa because Bill Gates and the Rockefellers don't want Africans to have more children. It was that simple, but it had to be disguised as a medical catastrophe, a medical emergency. And I think, as I said, we need to keep this in mind to have the proper perspective.
And in 60 seconds, you'll be back soon. I appreciate you. This is to get rid of cash, bring in an electronic surveillance system, be able to lock people down whenever they want, and set the president with forced inoculations?
It's to allow them to impose an agenda on us that they couldn't impose otherwise. Rahm Emanuel always has the last word here. Never let a crisis go to waste. That's the operating standard, the operating system that's in place right now.
CultureWars.com, and people can find your newest video that's excellent there. I actually watched it this morning, but I forget the name. What's the name of that video?
It's the Coronavirus and the Culture Wars.
Coronavirus and the Culture Wars. There it is on your site, culturewars.com. All right, Dr. Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
All right. I invited him to host some tomorrow. We can do it. We'll see. Look, I'm not announced this yet, but I'm going to announce it soon. We're going to start a special live show 5 nights a week next week, commercial free. That'll be on the radio and TV satellites. When I say commercial free, that means we won't have our network ads. We're going to run the ads for radio stations, TV stations that are local ads. So instead of 14 minutes of ads, you'll have about 7 minutes of ads. So when I say commercial free, we're going to skip our breaks.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is, their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And we have a lot of really informative guests with us today. We have Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com, editor-in-chief. Mark Randazza is an Italian citizen, lives over there a lot. He's going to be popping in to talk about what's really happening there. And then Mike Adams hosts the fourth hour. Can't wait to hear his breakdown on things. Always informative.
Oh, my little girl.
This morning when I got up and they said they had a deal on the multi-trillion dollar emergency package, I said, not so fast. Well, Pelosi's pulled it back. She wants $300 million to bring in more Islamic invaders, refugee funding, more castration of little boys. I mean, you can't make this up. All the type of evil garbage that these monstrous creatures, these harpies, these Medusas, these Gorgons want. Meanwhile, Virginia churches shut down statewide post-birth abortion advocate, Governor Newsom declares. Northam declares all the gun shops are closed, the churches are closed, but the abortuaries, they're valuable. They stay open. Dental offices are closed. This is the globalist counterstrike. Doesn't mean the virus isn't real. But the hype, and now the Democrats saying we're going to keep the blue cities and states locked down no matter what Trump does, that's a certain depression. So until they're given power, they're going to order you locked down. That is not my view. That is what's currently happening and now unfolding. And to navigate this, or see if he agrees or disagrees, and to add points, is Joel Skousen, former Marine Corps aviator, officer, best-selling author, one of the top experts on secure locations in the U.S. and homes. And, of course, his uncle, one of the most famous patriots exposing the whole global agenda first, Cleon Skousen, worldoffairsbrief.com. Joel, before we get into the weeds on this, I'd like to go into the factoids. Big picture, I mean, to me, this is the big one. This is martial law, their whole agenda in place, the PSYOP, just incredible. And I think Trump underreacted before, then overreacted. I think he's in the right place right now. Maybe you disagree, but where are we as a nation right now?
Well, if it weren't for Donald Trump putting the kibosh on this, doctor-driven, shut-everything-down mania, we'd be in real trouble. But right now, I think the markets are responding positively because not only of the very unwise bailout, which wouldn't have been necessary if you'd not shut down the government, but clearly the globalists are taking advantage of something started by China, one of their partially weaponized, not ready for prime time, but partially weaponized virus escaped from their bio lab and infected there. And they're back in business, as I say. My son works for a company that does have a lot of relationships in electronics with China, and they're back. Their factories are back working. And as you said in the break, they're really trying to shut down the United States. This is a war on Donald Trump in the sense that they have made this into a crisis which really doesn't exist. In last week's World Affairs Brief, which your listeners can get a free copy of by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, I pointed out that the coronavirus is not that deadly. to normal people. When normal people can have it and not even get any symptoms, you know this is not a really deadly virus. And forget about herd immunity, Alex. You don't get herd immunity to any virus. They continue to mutate. And so you have to depend on your immune system to counter any viruses which are constantly besetting us.
Well, that's right. Iceland says they found 40 variants of the coronavirus of this COVID-19 already.
That's right. And, you know, because it's, and, you know, Dr. Fauci, the warmonger of this virus thing is talking about how this is impacting younger people in the United States, unlike China, from the 20 to 44 group. But what they're not telling you is that we have a weakened population in the United States, even our younger people, because of the vaccines that they've been taking. These vaccines contain adjuvants, which trick the immune system into not attacking the vaccine so that it doesn't get rid of it, which it should. That's how good people, normal people, survive.
That's right. Every major study shows vaccines lower immunity to other pathogens. Anybody can look that up. And so we have this debilitated population. And as you said, if a virus is always mutating, like a flu virus or a coronavirus, that's why they can never guess the next year's flu. That's why no flu shots ever worked, because it's always mutating.
That's right, and there never will be herd immunity. So forget about herd immunity. Your only defense is a tough immune system. And I'll tell you, most Americans are not healthy. What they're not telling you as they rack up the number of so-called COVID-19 deaths is that every one of these people have underlying chronic disease, 100%. And they've documented that in Italy, that these are older people who are dying, and they all have chronic disease. For example, if you're on statin drugs at the request of your doctor, supposedly to stop, cholesterol and heart disease, that just suppresses the immune system. You're going to be vulnerable for coronavirus. If you take any drugs at all, they're really messing with your immune system because they have so many side effects. It's all the rage now talking about quinine and how this is the miracle drug for coronavirus. But don't go rushing to quinine. Why should you go for a drug? And if you look it up on the internet, take any of the drug sites and just type in Google quinine side effects, and you'll get a list that will shock you to death. So don't go running to the doctor and say, I want quinine. This is ridiculous. When there's so
many of these hydroxychloroquine, which is the drug version. I want to be clear. I only told folks that it's in classic tonic, non-alcoholic, which is the British military use that forever, just to let folks know that if, even if they want something, there is hope out there, and that the Democrats are really trying to block doctors saying vitamin C. They are trying to block doctors that say this isn't that bad. They clearly want as much fear as possible.
You know, one of the saddest things that I'm noticing is nobody has the courage to look at the data and say the emperor has no clothes. Nobody has the courage to say this really isn't that bad, because every one of these medical people are afraid that if it by chance does get bad, they'll be blamed if they ever say it's not very bad. But you look at the death rate. The death rate is not that high. They have raised the death rate above 4% by including only those people that, you know, go into the hospitals, which are people with chronic disease who are having a real trouble with coronavirus. It's improper to say these thousands of people died from coronavirus without saying in complication with diabetes, in complication with heart disease, in complication with other drugs that they're having. That's what's illicit about this entire propaganda campaign, is nobody is qualifying those COVID-19 deaths as commingled with other chronic diseases.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so pulling back from that, and you hit the nail on the head there, you get more into it next segment, but big picture, the Democrats are saying they're going to hold cities and states hostage they control and ignore Trump and try to block him, open the economy up with the stock market responding well. What should the president do? How should he respond to them openly saying they're going to hold things hostage?
Well, the big problem, it's not President Trump. He is successfully resisting the doctors. He said, you know, if we listen to the doctors, they shut the whole world down just to save their own skins because they don't want to be blamed for this. It's just like putting a health inspector in charge of your life. He's going to stop you from doing anything that's going to make himself look bad. Like a building inspector, he's not going to let you do anything that he thinks unsafe. Like a fire marshal, because it comes back to them if you have an accident. So they're going to restrict your liberty.
That's like 20 years ago when they created liability for CPAs. Now they won't even let you take half of the admitted exemptions because it goes back to them.
That's exactly right. So they know how to play this liability game. But, you know, what really disappoints me is these Republican governors, who are mainstream Republican governors, ostensibly conservative, but they don't have the courage to stand up to this wave of propaganda. And they're going to start shutting down, and they are shutting down state after state, which isn't really possible. I mean, you can't let people starve to death. You have so many exemptions, it's very difficult to enforce. But nobody, Alex, has the courage to stop and say, this is not deadly to normal people. So stop all this folderol about no social media. And yeah, you want to be careful. You want to, keep your distance if you want
to. But the cure is far worse than the disease. Let's come back then and get into whatever subject you want. I've got my questions for Joel Skousen, but he's absolutely right. And they have definitely seized on it. They're using it. They're cheerleading the collapse of the economy to drive Trump out. This should really damage the Democrats further that they're openly like a supervillain from a movie. I mean, they're beyond that. They're so transparent. What's happening to them? And what are they going to do next when this fails?
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Guest. I want to just say this very quickly and very succinctly. InfoWars money troubles, for us to be able to expand, would be over if I got up here and said this virus is the end of the world. We would sell five times more stuff. When I get up here and say, I think this is hyped up, I think this is a weapon against the country, we see sales go straight down. A, I'm not going to be immoral. B, if we have a Great Depression, the money will be worth nothing. There'll be war on the streets. So, buying into the hype is dangerous. And we've looked at the numbers. Yes, it's a real virus. Yes, it kills people. Going way back, I saw the hype and the gear up, and I said they're going to blame it on Trump. They're going to try to take the economy out. Our media that's been defending Xi Jinping will attack Trump when it gets here. That's why I said get storable food. And yeah, I said boost your immune system. Especially if you're older, already have pre-existing conditions, because you always want to be prepared. So we were pre-positioned and said you should be prepping and ready. I made a film with Joel Skousen, one of the top experts in the country, about strategic relocation, about his book. So we're on this like white on rice. But there's not a paradox of, wait, you say get prepared, but you're saying this is a huge deal. They're making their move. And I want to ask Joel Skousen, who really is one of the smartest people out there with over-the-horizon analysis, what is the deep state going to do if Trump is able to mobilize America to not be cowards, to realize that, okay, we lose 20,000, 30,000, you know, it's terrible, but that's what viruses do. What do they pull next? Because they never seem to give up.
No, you're absolutely right. They never say take no for an answer on any of their long-term goals. Now, Trump has slowed them down, and this will pass because this is just not a deadly enough virus to last very long. Even the good weather, says Dr. Bill Sardi, is going to fix the problem by summertime. So the economy is going to recover. They're going to be able to pull this time and again, though. These viruses come up every year. As I say, there is no immunity ever, and people are not healthy, so they're going to continue to get, and that means they can start to pull these kinds of shutdowns periodically anytime they want
to. That's the big one. They're introducing a new phobia, like school shootings, to where we just constantly are hysterical, and they can lock down whenever they want.
There's a couple of things that are working against us in this regard, Alex. Number one is the terrible confidence that most people have in the establishment medical system and in drugs. I can't believe how many even of my subscribers ask me, well, what about this quinine drug? Can't I take the quinine? I said, forget about it. I told you in the World Press Brief ever since January 31st, all the natural remedies that absolutely kill viruses. I'm 74 years old, Alex. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get any of that stuff. And if I start to get a little bit of a twinge, I immediately go on a fire cider or a vitamin, heavy dose of vitamin C and vitamin D3, and it's gone within a few hours.
And by the way, Nobel Prizes were won on vitamin C. They're telling medical doctors in New York, do not tell people vitamin C. It's not approved. That is evil.
It really is evil. And it's just like, the hypothyroidism, which is an epidemic in the United States. People are hypothyroid, meaning that's why they're overweight so much, or they just have poor producing thyroid. They don't take enough iodine, and they don't take. Now they've made even natural thyroid hormone a drug so that you can't get it without a doctor's prescription. And they won't give it to you without a TSH test, which is thyroid stimulating hormone. And that doesn't correlate with hypothyroidism very well.
So they're trying to make fish oil prescription.
That's right. So America is unhealthy. And let me tell your listeners, I don't care if you're conservative. I don't care if you're libertarian. If you believe in conspiracy, if you aren't healthy, you're not going to survive what the powers that they have, you know, got on the docket. You've got to lose weight. You've got to all be thin. You've got to exercise regularly. You've got to start to eat naturally all of the time. Forget about junk food. Forget about donuts and sugar and the other things and the soda pop and the diet stuff. This stuff is killing you and your immune system. And that's what makes you vulnerable. And I know that doctors, some doctors understand this. Most doctors are very poorly trained in real nutrition. Some doctors understand it, but they're very discouraged because they tell their patients that and nobody listens to them. Well, I'll tell you, this coronavirus is a wake-up call because it is not deadly to healthy people, but it is deadly if you're chronically weak in your immune system. And so this should be a wake-up call to get healthy, not to go run out for some miracle drug, not to take the vaccine, which is going to be mandated. That's one of the major agendas here, mandatory vaccines and not allow you out in the public if you don't take it or have your card that says that you've got the vaccine. You've got to resist this above all things. Don't take the vaccines because they're deadly as well.
And look at Netanyahu. He was about to be thrown out. China was in deep trouble with Taiwan. Spain was in deep trouble. France was in deep trouble with the yellow vest. All the countries in deep trouble are using it. Spain called... Police called in Spain on brothers playing soccer in their own backyard. That's where this is going. Total, complete police state. And meanwhile, COVID alert, feds abolishing Second Amendment by proxy. Big article on Infowars.com using this DHS Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Act. Doesn't list guns, doesn't list camping supplies, doesn't list survival goods. They're shutting down survival shops, gun shops nationwide, and ordering them shut. This is dangerous.
Well, not only that, because people are accepting this, Alex. I just can't believe how mainstream people are just buying into everything and just cuddling in their couch and saying, oh, I've got to stay indoors. You don't want to stay indoors. You want to get sunshine. You want to get more vitamin D3 in your system. You want to get out in the open. You need to defy these kinds of shutdown orders and get out and get some sunshine. We're going to have digital currency because not because they're going to be able to ban cash instantly. You know, there's several $1 trillion of cash stuffed under the mattress.
Okay, that was my next question. I got to hold you 5 minutes to the next segment, then our next guest will join us. DrugsReport.com is linked to our article where the Democrats tried to tie the stimulus bill, and they're still doing it, Pelosi, right now, to letting it be digital on an app, only spendable in a list of places they say. So that's like the IMF and World Bank, where they give money to a third world country, but can only be spent with their companies. I mean, this is the digital mark right here.
That's right, Alex, and it won't eliminate cash immediately, but they're going to use the scare of touching dollar bills so that you can't touch them anymore to ban them and then go to digital cash that's only limited to certain banks, and those banks have to tie in with the Fed and under their scrutiny in order to receive these accounts. This will be the way to inject money into the economy. It's the welfare state on steroids, and the Democrats are loving it. Now, it got taken out of the bill that was put through first time, and now the bill's been taken back by Pelosi. She's trying to put it back in. Maxine Waters is the one of the Finance Committee who's pushing this digital cash. It's just like the Patriot Act. This isn't written by Maxine Waters. There's a whole bunch of deep staters.
No, it's a giant, giant, giant power grab. Joel Skousen's our guest, worldoffairsbrief.com. I'll do 5 more minutes with him. And then Mark Randazza is a well-known lawyer, does some work for us. But I thought about him. He's an Italian citizen, lives there about a third of the year. And he's basically the same thing Skousen's saying about why they see the highest death rates there, why 70,000 die a year. They're a flu. So you can actually hear what's really going on. But still, 5,000 dead in Italy? I mean, we have 35,000 from the flu, supposedly. Where is the panic coming from, this idea that we have to lock you down so you don't get a virus? Prior restraint, the end of freedom, the end of the Bill of Rights.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70 particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc for yourself yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc, and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to be absolutely crystal clear on this. We knew it was man-made. We saw people being welded into their homes, women shot at checkpoints, drones controlling people. And we said, China kills you if you videotape something you're not supposed to. They're being encouraged to show this and exaggerate. But the hysteria that's going to hit, and now they're going to try to blame this on Trump, is coming. And America is about to face its biggest crisis. You better get storable food. You better get the normal vitamins and minerals and supplements that boost your body regardless. And so I believe you should get ready. But the fear is worse than the disease, as the president has said. And there's that clip 2 days ago where he said, we have a depression that'll kill a lot more people than this virus. And Joel Skousen is an expert on population flows and breakdown of civilization. He's one of the preeminent ones out there. They all concur, though, and I've done my own research, 7 million or so probably starved to death around that number from malnutrition, Great Depression, when we were more than half self-sufficient. Today, maybe 5% are self-sufficient, maybe. We're talking about quick degeneration. FEMA can't save you. The government can't save you at that point. They know that. So they're only pushing a partial destabilization to scare you into submission. But looking at how this could unfold, if things continue to get out of hand, if the governor's trying to hold things hostage, and if we went into a real Great Depression, Joel Skousen, I think America is at the most dangerous point it's ever been in since its conception. What do you think?
Right now, I think I'm going to agree with you, Alex. Just because the people have become clueless and they're believing what the mainstream media is telling them, they're scared to death, and it's just totally inappropriate. If they listen to the alternative media, you can find out that this is not deadly. You know, they're going to rush to doctors and that's the worst thing you want to do. If you get into a doctor's hand, you get quarantined in a medical establishment, you don't have access to your vitamins, you don't get vitamin C, they won't give it to you, you don't get access to good food, the hospital food is terrible, you want to stay home and treat this. And if you're in bad chronic health, you know, that you have to go to the hospital, then you're stuck because you've been under drug therapy for years and you've just been set up, basically, to be reliant on the established medical system, which is eventually going to kill you. So my plea to people is this is going to pass. That's why the Democrats are so ruthless about getting Trump to do the wrong thing right now and declare a national, well, he's declared a national, declare a national shutdown. I don't think he's going to do it. I think the weather is going to start to break this. But, you know, you won't even be able to tell if the weather is diminishing this because of the fact that they're keeping all the social distancing and this economic shutdown going, it's going to be much, much worse than the
virus. And then they're going to declare victory when it's not that bad and say the martial law did it. I was watching Fox News during the break, got a cup of coffee, and it was just show people at testing centers and men in hazmat gear protecting the cherry blossoms. And it's all just a bunch of drama queen theater.
Yeah, it really is, Alex. It's really sad how people, you know, we've all got a conscience. And when conscience doesn't warn people, it means that they have been in chronic violation of the functions of conscience. They don't get the warnings that we get. They don't sense that this is all bogus and that they don't need to stay, you know, away from other people. But, you know, I'm just very discouraged about the ability, how fast this has happened, how serious and how believing the American people have been this. Think what happens when nuclear war comes. They're just going to simply lay down and say to the government, do whatever it takes. This is what we're being prepared for. Even though permanent martial law will not be established, this too will pass. We have been prepped, and people are now ready and willing to accept it at any pretext when the government declares an emergency. That's the real problem.
That's right. The vast majority have proven they want to be slaves, and it is definitely frightening. But now I think you're going to see an even bigger renaissance in prepping and moving to rural areas and the redoubts, the mountain redoubts, and other things that you've talked about. Because now, I mean, I was already sure I had to do it, but we're based here. But I'm definitely just and moving into a phase of Trump's a speed hump and a chance for us to get ready for the new world order. But the spiritual decline, the weakness, the almost sick, almost like a sexual fascination with being a slave and being cucked and being overrun and getting into fear. It's really a spirit of slaves. And I just think unless there's some kind of a renaissance of manhood in this country and finding Christ, you can see where we're going downhill very quickly.
Well, in fact, that renaissance is not happening. What I have found from the reaction of people and the false belief that they have in the established narrative here is that it has shocked people who have been into preparedness for many years but have never really made the break to a safe location or to a safe and secure home in a rural or retreat type of location. And I'll tell you, a lot of them are now motivated. People who had wives who were reluctant to see it before can now see how rapidly this came down upon us and how natural medicine is being shut down in favor of the establishment. You know, homeschooling is being shut down. Vaccination fever is everywhere.
And the vanguard is fat pedophiles in clown outfits demanding to have their way to, quote, groom our children. It's literally biblical. Pedophile armies saying, give us your children. World government, cashless societies, robot drones controlling us. It's revelations coming true.
So what people need to understand is that while Trump is giving us more time, he ultimately is not going to be able to take down the deep state. QAnon phenomenon is the total disinformation thing to keep you fat, dumb, and happy, believing Trump will save us ultimately. This deep state is way, way too powerful for Donald Trump to solve, even if you could.
Because it's a spiritual sickness.
And it's a spiritual sickness among the people. So those of you that are awake, you've got to start to prepare seriously now. Don't let this be a motivation to just stock up a little.
Oh, I told you a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago in person, my gut is get your family out. To fight the globalists, I've stayed in a major city. But now the drive to get out is just, I can't ignore it now. It's just literally ordering me to do it.
If you have to stay in the cities, you've got to have a retreat strategy. And you've got to be, serious about that. This is not something that is going to ever go away. It's going to come again and again, and each time.
What about looking into a? I mean, because I got a lot of friends that are patriots and really smart guys in business. They say helicopters, planes. They've got retreats, in areas of the hill country. I mean, should I look at that? I mean, because you get a total lockdown, or do you think it'll be early enough if I'm smart to get out via vehicle?
Well, that's a tough thing. You've got to have advance warning to be able to get out by vehicle. I have encouraged a lot of my clients who are young enough to get a pilot's license. It's not that expensive, and to, use planes are fairly economical now to be able to leapfrog over the quarantines, leapfrog over the shutdowns if there is. And that's what's really worse. If they instantly shut down all roads in some of the next,
Look at how the globalists are all fleeing by jet right now.
Well. Yeah, the globalists, they're another story. But, their preparations are not going to hold water because a lot of those are dealing with employees and having a lot of...
Oh, I totally agree. I know the folks that protect all those people, and they say when it all really goes down, they're gonna deal with them. And the robots are never going to save them. It's all going to fall apart on them. Just like the Bible says, the rich men will hide in their bunkers under the mountains, begging God to kill them, but they will not die.
Yeah, you don't determine when you die, and people have to live through illness, old age, and everything else that we have. But I'm just pleading with people, you've got to let this be a wake-up call to get into much better health so that you don't have to worry about being subject to these plagues and viruses, which surely will increase in this country. And,
that's right. People put their faith in these doctors, and I watch them ruin their lives, and they don't even remember that the drugs the doctors gave them ruin their health, and then they're caught in their web. Joel Skousen, WorldFirstBrief.com. Thanks for all the time.
My pleasure to be with you, Alex.
All right. I appreciate Mark Rondazza, great guy, a constitutional lawyer, holding for 10 minutes. I was behind. We're going to come back from break, go right to him, because he is an Italian citizen, not just an American citizen. If anybody that's Italian can go back there and be a citizen there as well. He lives there part of the year. He can tell you what's really happening there. His numbers are dead on with the research I've been doing. He's coming up with 2 segments with us. Then, coming up in the 4th hour, we'll tell you what's going to happen there. Please don't forget, you should be getting prepared because of the economic collapse and all the insanity. And yes, this virus is dangerous to some. We're not denying that. Mike Adams is coming up as well. Stay with us.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There part of the year. Sometimes when I call him, he's over there. What's really happening? He's using that as the example. 60 million people live there. They've had more die than China, if you believe that. And so he's here to give us his view on the coronavirus and why Italy is reportedly the epicenter, and to give us his view overall about the police state we see in the gun sale bans in Democrat areas and what's coming next. Mark, thanks for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure.
Well, you are an Italian citizen. Explain that to folks and you know, the sad thing that's happening over there, but why you think it's happening.
Well, you know, Italy is a different demographic. Culturally has a lot of differences. So, look, I'm taking this thing seriously, but if you look at the differences between America and Italy, I'm not shocked that Italy is taking it a little harder. One thing that I've, and I'm no doctor, so if somebody smarter than me on this wants to call in and say that I'm wrong, but I have read that type A blood tends to get hit harder by this disease. And Italy has a relatively high percentage of blood type A. Armenia, actually, I think leads the world in that. So, you might want to take a look at how Armenia fares with this as it gets hit. But you're going to have more blood type A. you have a much older population. You know, Italians are an endangered species, with the reproductive rates falling below that of Japan in recent years. But you've got a lot of old people, and also it's you know, old people there don't tend to be like in the United States, where in the United States, hell, you know, a lot of old people don't get out much, or you know, they're shut in, or you know, they're ignored. In Italy, we revere our old people. They come out drinking with us. You know, it's not that unusual if you're going out for the night to bring your parents and your kids. You may have a baby in a stroller sitting there. At the same time, you've got grandparents sitting there together. So the generations mix more. People get out into crowds more. You've got much more vertical living. It's a much denser population. And, you know, their healthcare system is better than people in America think. I have used it. And I've seen in some places, like when I was in we were in a hospital in Tuscany. The medical care was outstanding. Everything was professionally handled. Everything was just rapid. It was unbelievable how good it was. And then, you know, one night in Torino, we had to use a hospital, and it felt like I was in a World War I field tent. You know, Rome was a little different. So it was and Torino's a very rich industrialized city. So it really varies. I don't think anybody can say, well, it's because of socialized medicine that it's bad. It's just, you know, you've got a denser population. And look, people in Italy, remember, a lot of people don't have cars. You know, here you're commuting to work by car, most people. There you've got a lot of people taking the train together. I mean, if you take a train in Italy, you know, you can take a train from a bullet train that's way more efficient than any car or even any airplane. But it's also going to move a lot of people through a lot more dense areas together. They also have a higher smoking percentage. You know, if you've got a disease that attacks the lungs, you know, maybe a pack of, Monopolio dello Stato cigarettes isn't the best thing to be chugging down into your alveoli. So, you know,
it's
I
the
think
same thing. I was reading Italy has the highest rate of flu death every year, especially in the north. You know, that's a very rich area. I'm told a lot of the smog from the south blows up. You've got a lot of people living three generations together, so the grandkids kill the grandparents. And usually that's what kills really old people is pneumonia-type stuff. I mean, not just in Italy, but all over the world.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's, you know, most people aren't really dying of the coronavirus. They're dying of cofactors from that. You know, I don't know about smog blowing from the south. I mean, there's not really a lot of industrial production in the south, but regardless, Italy is
an article I saw and somebody good, saying that.
Yeah, Italy's a very, if you were trying to plan a viral outbreak that affects old people and people with lung issues, Italy would be, you know, unfortunately, a place that you would say it would take hold and do rather well. That's unfortunate. You are seeing a lot of other European countries that are similar. I think Spain surpassed China today.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the Spanish share a lot of traits with us Italians as far as culturally. And as well as, smoking rates, population density, you know, how the elderly are. I mean, it's not shocking that this would rip through a lot of Southern Europe, more harshly than it would rip through other areas. I will tell you on the bright side, I'm really just speaking emotionally here. The Italians are tough. You know, they've weathered a lot. Italy is not really a place where they've been able to rely on their government since Augustus was emperor. And if there's one thing that's given me, a bit of an emotional response.
You had to see all those people dying. I know you live over there a lot. It's okay. This is emotional.
Yeah,
about old folks dying.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, while I'm talking, you know, a text came in. It just came in from a cousin on another screen, and seeing them locked up, but you know, on their balconies singing the anthem, Forza Italia. So, you know, I tell you, what about the police state?
Absolutely, drones controlling people. Since when did China set the precedent, the most authoritarian state in history, on how everybody's supposed to behave? And now they're using drones made in China, used by their police, against people in California.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't really speak to that. But what I will say is that as far as civil liberties go, this is a time when we have times of crisis. This is when authoritarians like to grab away civil liberties. Now, of course, I'm not saying that there's some conspiracy that this was launched to do that. We're not seeing great restrictions on freedom of expression right now. There's some guy that got arrested for, putting out a false report that he was infected with coronavirus. Well, yeah, and in New Jersey, I kind of get it. I'm not really sure.
Well, they had that Orthodox Jewish wedding on their own property. They arrested the people there in New Jersey.
Yeah, you got to ask yourself, is it responsible to do that? I am acting as if I have the virus. I've been quarantined more than 14 days. I've been, I go to visit people like Spock and Kirk and at the end of Wrath of Khan. I stand between the window and that's it. I'm going to talk to you through the window. Freedom of assembly? Definitely. You see, this is one of the five freedoms enshrined in the First Amendment. Is gone right now. Now, is it, and even as a First Amendment advocate, I have to say, well, maybe fair enough. But at the same time,
my only point is that if this virus has only killed 5,000 people in China, 5,000 or whatever in Italy, 5,000 or whatever, and they say, oh, we're saving you by locking everybody down, that self-fulfilling prophecy where it makes those that locked us down the saviors.
Yeah, it always makes me nervous when somebody takes away one of my liberties, especially one of the five enshrined in the First Amendment. I get worried. Now, even I can say as a First Amendment advocate that it makes some sense. But I just, we should all ask, why is it worth it? And even if the answer is yes, and even if the answer is why, we've got a good reason. If you're taking it without being critical of it, be careful, because this is going to be over one day. And, I do have to ask, there has been some debate now as to, is the cure worse than the disease?
Well, that's all I'm getting at is people ask me, why do you have people on with all these different views? I'm just having folks on that I think are smart and I respect. Mike Adams has got a real serious view on this. I look forward to hearing what he has to say next hour. I'm having a lot of different views, a lot of different ideas here. I just know the Democrats in the deep state are using it against Trump. They're using it to lock down the economy. And they're saying they're going to use it as a weapon. And now Pelosi is holding up the funding. And now I've got a clip coming up next segment. Biden is saying they're going to hold up funding till the new Green Deal is put in it.
It's when I see people playing politics with the stimulus package, I really ask myself, I don't believe in guillotines because once you bring them out, it's hard to put them away. But when you're saying you want $35 million for the Kennedy Center, or we're not going to bail other people out, and frankly, I don't think the Republicans have been any better. We're looking at $1,200 a person, and most of this seems like it's going to just go to big donors. I got to ask myself whether our government is being run, is it being run stupidly or incompetently, or is it
or
just
in a criminal fashion? We'll be back. Stay with us. Hour number four, straight ahead. Mark Randazzo.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Newtonian.